We have reached the juncture in the presentation now where it's time for us to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by...
Colwell & Son and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello, not to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality, but to the poster boy of underachievement, the student of Eros, the station cancer, the devil zone, the great Gordo.
Thank you so much, Mike. Now we're going to start entertainment news today.
This is what, the fifth time we've heard this today?
Yes, geez, can we give this song a rest? You remember earlier in the show we were talking about Vagina Miller and that she had gotten married recently?
Yes. Her wedding made the New York Times, Gordo. Did you know that?
Yes, and that's what I have in front of me. Did you guys read this on the air?
Yes, we did.
Okay, well, I guess I don't need to read it on the air. This is the first I read it, and I was shocked by it.
Go ahead. Let's hear what... Let's hear your commentary on it.
So they placed an ad.
Fine.
They placed a...
Shut up, you!
What the hell's going on over there?
Now we're just having a black uprising here, that's all.
Oh my gosh. Is the Watts riots going on over here?
That's right.
The black glove is in the pocket, baby, ready to be put on.
That's right, we're going Rodney King once again.
Whoa, let's not go Rodney King. That's not good for me.
So I think that Reginald Denny. Reginald Denny was the one that got a commode cracked over his head.
A brick, yeah.
I think it's a commode, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you ever get yanked out of your semi,
beware of the commode.
Yeah. Look to your left. There's a commode coming.
So Gina Miller, they put the ad in the New York Times as well, mm-hmm. in the wedding notice section there.
Right.
So she marries this James Wyatt Neal.
Mm-hmm.
It says Gina Miller and James Wyatt Neal married Monday in Highland Park, Texas. A ceremony that also included Jewish traditions took place in Mexico. The bride, 36, will continue to use her name professionally. She's a sports anchor in Dallas, owned by CBS. She graduated cum laude from the University of Houston.
That's not how you pronounce
and
that.
Is that not right?
No, it's not.
No, but that's why we're reading this story. Go ahead. Continue.
What did I say wrong?
Just go. Keep going.
I mispronounced graduated?
No, you didn't. It's another word you mispronounced.
So the bridegroom, that's also known as the groom, they need to stop the bridegroom. It's too confusing. He's only 48. You guys led me to believe he was 70-something. Donovan had her licking the crust off the man in order to get paid.
I didn't say that. Did I say that?
He said he was some crusty old man.
Yeah, he did. Oh. Well, you never know. 48, that's when crust sets in, right, Mike?
I don't know. I've made it this far.
Ask Bob. He's uncircumcised.
Really?
Anyway... So it continues in the New York Times, and we're doing this in a tribute to our friend Gina Miller. It says that the bridegroom, 48, is the founder and owner of Quorum Energy Company, an oil and gas exploration and production company in Dallas. As Mike reported, the guy's rich. He's supposedly loaded. Is that true?
I'm sure he is.
And he graduated.
I'm sure he's done very well for himself and accomplished a lot in this world.
Says he graduated from UT. And then the part that I don't understand, in New York Times, they do this all the time in this. Why they have to kick her in the Gina at the very end of the piece, I have no idea. But it ends with, the bride's first marriage ended in divorce.
Oh!
Why do they add that?
They just want to let you know. I don't think that's
but
kicking
is that,
her.
But is that pertinent information on this?
No, it's not.
Time?
And if I have, if I have one of my wedding notices in the New York Times, I don't want them to end with, and his second wife was never able to finish, or whatever negative thing about my past marital life they can come up with.
He knows that now. It's not a secret, so what's the point?
Don't you kind of write your own?
That's what I thought.
Like, but, how do they staff a wedding?
Why would she write that then, though?
I don't know. But don't, I mean, how else would they have any idea about this
exactly
wedding?
They're not investigating.
They don't have investigators to ask my second wife why she couldn't finish.
We caught the joke the first time. You don't have to recycle.
Well, dude, it's not
late.
A joke.
Without recycling, what do we really
have? It's you. You don't move right. Yeah. Screw you.
You don't move right.
Anyway. So that's the first sports story I wanted to tell you. I just didn't understand why they had to add that at the end.
I think
maybe Gina can shed some light on this. She's a friend of the program.
I think she put it on there herself because they
There's
wouldn't
no
know.
Way she put
they
that
wouldn't
on herself.
Know, Gordon.
But you should end on a happy note. The new couple hopes that this one will take or something like that that's more positive or uplifting or hopeful. Not yes. Hey, the last one failed.
If you write about couple hopes this thing's got more than 2 years in it.
Yeah, I mean, if you write your own wedding, you generally spruce it up a bit. You don't say he's going for number three, she's going for number
three. Yeah, you write it like
they're really not good at this. They probably shouldn't be trying this, but
the bride hopes to get it right this time.
Why not?
Practice makes perfect.
Oh, God. Anyway, let's get on to some entertainment news, if indeed there is any. Tommy Lee is making some news. He wrote a scathing letter to SeaWorld. Now, why would Tommy Lee be worked up enough to send a letter to SeaWorld?
What did they do?
What do you think he was complaining about?
Is that a magazine?
No.
Sea-World? Some sort of...
No, it's the amusement
magazine
park. They have one in San Antonio.
Oh. Okay. Yes, Mike.
Bush.
He wrote this letter to SeaWorld complaining about their treatment.
What a bitchy place that would be, you know?
Of Tillycom.
About what now? I'm sorry. Donovan and I broke out at our own show here for a second. That happens a lot in an afternoon drive.
He wrote a scathing letter to SeaWorld over the treatment of Tillycom.
What's that?
It's... The correct question is, who's that?
Oh, who is that?
It is a whale. It is not a substance.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
The sperm whale?
That's a legitimate question, because we're talking about marine life. No, it is
this,
a
Bob?
It is an orca.
Man.
A killer whale.
A whole room of Antoine Walkers.
Well, you used to have that nickname.
Shooters out of the floor.
You used to have that nickname, and then you got a vasectomy.
What do we have?
What a sperm whale.
Yep.
Used to brag.
Middays on the ticket.
Watch out. Don't make me mad.
Don't make me do it.
Unless you want to get Ghostbustered.
Wow.
Really?
Ghostbustered.
Oh, Bob. Gordon, what are you doing laying down here in the hallway? Oh, my God. I've been stermed.
Now, why would that...
Sterminated.
Why would that happen?
What's that? What are we talking about?
Because you got a little upset. You got
like I was upset with a sports point? Or...
No, no. All right, let's stop talking about the sperminator and focus on the letter.
Like, if I'm going to follow this premise, I just want to know what's causing this reaction.
Sperminator.
Jeez. All right, listen. Everybody needs to calm it down. Seriously, Groobs, because we got a lot more programming to go here.
After the fire has started, it's time to
right
the matches and ask how this fire got started.
Hit and run, hit and run. Throw the match and run. Okay, so Tommy Lee sends a letter complaining about the treatment of Tillycom. Now you may recognize the name Tillycom because Tillycom is the whale that was responsible for the death of that trainer this year. Remember?
Yes.
He grabbed her by the ponytail.
I remember, yes.
Dragged her underwater, killed her. And he's also responsible for the death of two other people. One of them, I know one of them was a guy who snuck into SeaWorld during the night and wanted to go swimming with the whales, and Tillycom killed him. I'm not sure who the third person was. So Tillycom is indeed a killer whale. So Tommy Lee gets worked up about the young Tillycom, and he sends this letter complaining that the whale's being confined to a tank that's barely bigger than its body and prevented from having any physical contact with trainers. He's saying that since Tillycom killed this trainer, it's now been basically put in prison, a very small tank where he can't do anything. I'm going to quote from this letter. And I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but these are Tommy Lee's words.
You may wanna... is this kid suitable? Should we issue a disclaimer?
I wouldn't say that this is... disclaimer? I don't even know if this is adult suitable.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But I'm quoting a news story of Tommy Lee. You might want to bring down the music. Tommy Lee. We understand that you refuse to release this frustrated whale because he is your chief sperm bank. And we know from SeaWorld's own director of safety, as well as videos on the web, that the way you get his sperm is by having someone get into the pool and masturbate him with a cow's vagina. Filled with hot water.
Like the
this is a news story. This is a news story that is on ABC, USA Today. Tommy Lee is complaining that they are doing this to the killer whale. Reaction, let's go to Mike Reiner.
Mike, this is a bit. This is a drunken bit. He's trying to get attention here and succeeding at it.
More now, reaction. Let me ask Gordon you this. Keith. Let me ask you this. And Donovan, I believe at one time you did, you've had your man stuff checked out.
Sure, yes.
To test for motility and count things like that. Is this how they harvested from you?
No, that's not how it went down at all. I was actually...
No one came in and...
Not with the cows.
And
no, it didn't work like that.
Used a cow's thing on you that was filled with hot water.
No.
Did they just send you into a...
Did they send you into a room?
They
sent
me into a...
No,
they sent me into a bathroom.
A bathroom?
They said, fill that cup up. So I had to, draw some stuff.
And was the cow's
hand.
V already in there? I mean, did
no.
No one brought it to you. It was already in there.
So it's not attached to the wall or anything that?
There was no... It was not there. Nothing was there. They didn't have
a woman
painted on the
How
wall.
How many molly bolts does it take to attach that to the wall?
None of that. I was in there alone.
Are we burying the lead?
What's the lead?
That it's on YouTube?
Well, this is Tommy Lee's claim that it's on YouTube.
Wow, is it really?
That's what Tommy Lee claimed.
Tommy Lee continued in his letter, even during my wildest days with Motley Crue, I never could imagine something so sick and twisted.
What's that whale's name?
Don't put it in a search engine. You'll get bad returns.
Oh, right, we are at work.
He said even in his wildest days with Crue, he could never imagine something so sick and twisted. Simply put, how can SeaWorld claim that trainers no longer have direct contact with this whale when they are... I know I can't read this. Something that rhymes with smacking. Said that's about as direct as it gets.
Bob, so any idea?
You jackwagon!
Well, let me ask you this, Bob. Even in your wildest days, did you imagine that?
What? That I'd be having this conversation someday?
No, that you would do that to a whale one day.
No, not even in my wildest.
Like, did your mom warn you when you moved from Lynchburg to the big city, Dallas? Hey, this is the road of depravity, and you're going to end up using a cow's V on a whale.
I actually considered marine biology as a possible major until I heard about what road that could possibly lead me down. Bailed off into something else.
Did you start the course? I mean, did you sign up and you buy the supplies? And so you already had your CV in place?
Why, Tommy Lee is worried about this. I'm trying to figure out how you can...
Yeah, what's it to him?
How can you put Adam Dunn and Paul Konerko into the same lineup?
Oh,
like, how does that even work?
Saroy, support me on this.
I think that'll work very well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What overwhelming support that was.
Go get him.
Anyway, right. So the leader of SeaWorld responds and says that his information is completely incorrect. We don't use
cows,
bees,
we use horses.
It came out of a chicken's vagina.
Here we go.
I think, Donovan, you have incorrect information as well.
Really? Okay, I didn't know.
They don't use any other animal's area.
Oh.
The SeaWorld director said, hey, it's just like they do with horses and things like that. They have some sort of Like Bob, they got a tube. They got some sort of tube. But collects.
Yeah, the Mons Venus tube. Right?
Are we out of time for the Oprah stuff?
We are. Oh. We are.
Dang it.
Way out of time.
I'll just tell you what it is. Oprah cried. Barbara Walters interviewed her and asked her, had the guts to ask her if she was a lesbian with Gail. And Oprah ended up crying and denying that and saying, no, Gail's just the mother she never had and the best sister that anyone would want. But Oprah claims that she is not a lesbian. And that interview will be...
an interesting story, certainly.
Thank you, Wade.
All right, up next, Beatles.
But
right?
That Gail had used a cow's vein.